Well, good morning. We continue our journey, as it were, through John Bunyan's book, The Holy War. Now, where have we left the adventure, Molly?
Diabolus has come back through the feelings, I think.
That's it, through Fieldgate. And what's happening in the city, Timothy?
Diabolus has taken most of the city.
He has. What hasn't he managed to take? Stanley.
Hart Castle.
Hart Castle. And who hasn't he managed to defeat, though he's struck them and tried very hard against them? Molly.
The people.
Yes, which particular ones, Timothy?
And Lord Wilbywell.
Yes, and who else? Yes.
And Mr. Accorder.
That's right. And who else? Grace. That's right, Mr. Recorder, the conscience, and Lord, somebody else there who's important in the whole understanding of things, Timothy, then.
Lord Understanding.
Lord Understanding. He hasn't destroyed the will, which still desires God's will, the understanding, which still can recognize and delight in God's truth, and the conscience, which now is working to say, this is God's word. You ought to do this. You ought to behave like this. Because what had brought them into trouble? Who had led them astray? Well then, Charlotte.
Mr. False Security.
And they are so regretting that they ever listened to him and followed his way. But to whom do they still continue to send their pleas, Molly?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. And what kind of reply have they had yet? Charlotte? Nothing yet. But they don't give up. And again, the main men in the city come together and they say, let us write again to him. And let us send the message by Captain Faith. Now you may remember, Captain Faith had endured a few knocks and a few bruises when he went out to fight Diabolus. But he is still standing, and I think he ought to go. We will send him. But first, let him consult with a very important person in the city. Who else is in the city? Hasn't left. Still there. Grace. The Holy Spirit. And his name in the story. Molly.
The Lord's right-hand secretary.
That's it. You've got him, Lord's secretary. So Captain Faith goes to confer with him. And, well, Lord Secretary says he will put, as it were, his signature on their plea and their petition. And off it goes, pleading with Emmanuel, saying how sorry they are for what they have done. And saying that they will now listen, that they won't again go by Mr. False Security. And say, oh, please come back, reign over us once more. And Captain Faith sends out the message via Mouthgate. Praise. Prayer. Are you praying? Are you seeking God for your help? You might have let Diabolus in. He might have come a little bit into your life and he's working there and producing doubts. Don't stop praying. Faith, you see. Faith. And this time, there's an answer. And there's a parcel comes back. And in the parcel, there are messages. And there's one for Lord Understanding, saying, well done. You haven't stopped thinking about my truth. There will be a reward for you. And then one for Lord Wilbywill, saying, well done. You have been very courageous and trustworthy. There will be a reward for you. There was one for Mr. Recorder, saying, although you have been so beaten and so hurt, you're still speaking. There's a reward for you. And for somebody else who first spotted the problem with Mr. False Security. Can you remember who that was?
Mr. Godly Fear.
It was Mr. Godly Fear. He had known this man, Mr. False Security. He's not true. Don't listen to him. And he is guarding Hart Castle. So when Diabolus comes and rages against it, it's Mr. Godly Fear who answers, says, no, you're not coming in. And he is going to have a special reward as well. Because you see, they've not been forgotten. God is with them. And you may feel it's a struggle at the moment and a battle, but you are not forgotten. The Lord does not forget his people. And so they're encouraged. And now they're thinking, maybe he's going to come back soon. Because do you know it's 2.5 years now since he left? 2.5 years. It can be a long, long time. But now they're beginning to think, this is looking better. And they say, do you know, we really ought to appoint somebody who has been so reliable and who has the ear of the Lord's secretary to be governor of our city. So who do you think they choose as that? Who do they choose there, Charlotte?
I think Mr. Godfrey.
Nearly, but not him quite. They might have done. Captain, who's been really important in this, Timothy?
Captain Faith.
Captain Faith. See how important faith is. To always be reaching out to the Lord. Always looking to the cross of Jesus Christ. Always saying that against my feelings and against what's going on outside and inside, I am going to continue to believe his promises and his word, that he won't leave us nor forsake us, that he will always be with us, that his power is indwelling us. I'm always going to believe that over and against what I'm feeling. I'm not very well. I'm not getting on well in various things there, college, school, whatever. I'm still believing the promises of God. So we must take a lesson from that. Always showing that faith, exercising faith in the Lord, because he never lets his people down. So we may have to leave it there for a few weeks now, but we'll be back with a holy war soon and see if Emmanuel is going to come back to the city after all.